When I visited my Aunt Lily this weekend in Barming, she spoke a fair amount about my Uncle Joe, her husband, who died in 1969 at the age of 52. He had tuberculosis and had been very ill since about 1935. He had been a telegram messenger boy for the post office in Putney. That was his first job. And she told me that between jobs, between delivery jobs, he was supposed to go home and wait for the next delivery, I suppose. But instead, he would go back to the post office depot and play snooker. And so, if he'd been out and it had been rainy and cold, he would just go back to this depot and sit in wet clothes. And he believed that that was part of the reason that he contracted TB. And in 1953, he had surgery to remove his right lung, and he was in the hospital in Brompton Hospital, for 3 months. He had to have all the ribs broken on the right side after they removed the lung, so that it would fix the other lung and his heart in place to stop them from moving around. So he had a sort of concave back after that, and they had to make pads to put in his clothing so that no one would notice this. He was only supposed to live for 10 years after that surgery in 1953, but he survived until 1969. So he outlived the doctor's expectations. And in fact, he returned to work again not that long after the surgery. I can't remember now what she said, but it was only a few months, really, I think. And he was back to work. And I think he was a, I can't remember for sure, but I think he was a coal salesman afterwards. And my aunt married another man afterwards. She married a man who was friends with my uncle Joe. And he had been very kind to my uncle Joe when he was in a sanatorium, a TB sanatorium in Benenden, which I think also is in Kent. And apparently the belief at the time was that in order to cure TB, you had to leave people out in the fresh air. So they used to put them out in these, the patients out in these little huts. And no matter what the weather was, whether it was windy or raining or sunny, or didn't matter, they left them out there, and they didn't have enough blankets, and I guess the rain could even beat in on them. So Rob, her second husband, would actually take him blankets and helped him shield himself from the rain. Sounds quite odd, really. So anyway, that was one of the things we discussed this weekend.